Are you looking for tickets? Head over to www.seatgiant.ca. That's seatgiant.ca for all your ticketing needs. Hockey tickets, basketball tickets, baseball, football, soccer, CFL, you name it, we got it. Head over to www.seatgiant.ca. Every single ticket is in Canadian funds. That's right, guys, Canadian owned, Canadian operated, and SeatGiant.ca is in Canadian dollars. Now, to save some even more money at checkout, make sure you use discount code FIREDUP. That's FIREDUP at checkout on SeatGiant.ca. Don't just buy a ticket, buy an experience. SeatGiant.ca.
Hey everyone, this is Joseph Pasek of BarnBurner.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on Android platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, available on iOS and Android. Welcome to MLS, kicking it with the Hall of Famer John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta. All right, Wednesday we got five matchups. Let's get to it. 7 p.m. Chicago into NYCFC, a big matchup. It's not only New York and Chicago, but New York is starting to make some waves.
Yeah, and, you know, you wonder with Chicago, with their most recent acquisition of Gaitán, how he's going to be. But I look at games at Yankee Stadium, it's pretty much, you know, futsal or a U-12 pitch, and NYCFC has figured out how to turn that to its advantage. Maybe Chicago scores here, but I'm looking really at NYCFC with Hebert, Matricha, and everyone else getting it all figured out. So I'll go NYCFC full points.
All right. DC United to Columbus.
This one for me is a bit of a head scratcher. So I'm leaning draw just because of what we saw or what we didn't really see from DC United over the weekend and how NYCFC pinned them down. And then with Columbus, what we didn't see from them and what a lot of folks was a sure win against the Portland team that is just not very good. So with two question marks, it lends me to sit there and say draw, maybe 1-1. But once again, when you're looking at two teams going at it after only really a day or so of practice after regen, don't expect a whole lot of scoring in these midweek matches. So let's go 1-1. Wouldn't surprise me if it was goalless.
Montreal, New England, two awful teams.
Well, New England, I think, is more awful. Is it awfuler or more awful? I've got to go with Montreal here. I just think that they have better firepower. So let's go Montreal 1-0.
All right, this should be the best matchup of the night.
A barn burner?
Yes, because it's my second favorite team playing at home. You know what? Last time they lost 4-3, these guys are going to – it shouldn't be soccer. It should be like hockey or baseball or whatever. LA Galaxy, Minnesota, I'm saying it can be a draw, but if it's going to be a draw, it's going to be 3-3 draw.
Yeah, I could see that. So I'll go with your 3-3 draw initiative and say that once again, when you have two teams that are tired, it goes one of two ways, and let's go all offense on this one. I think that Zlatan gets his. I think Alessandrini gets one. I think that Quintero gets a couple. So let's go absolute bananas crazy pants on this one and take the over.
All right. And the final matchup on Wednesday, San Jose into Seattle. A lot of people are going to say Seattle all the way, probably two goals. I'm calling an upset. I think San Jose is going to be upsetting Seattle in Seattle 1-0.
Well, I think that if you look at it from the injuries at the back and the age that Seattle has, I could see your perspective, but I'll go back to the original thought and I'll sit there and say it's probably going to be 1-0, 2-1, something like that. But I've got to go, honestly, I've got to go with Seattle in full points here.
So let me ask you, where about, you know, some teams played 8 matches, some people played 9, some people played 6 and 7. Which has been the story or the best team so far, like a quarter of the way through?
Oh, LAFC, no question, because of what they've been able to do with Rossi and Vela up top and just doing absolutely crazy things offensively. I mean, they've turned it into FIFA 19. I don't know if they can sustain it for an entire season, but right now, you look at Carlos Vela as your leading MVP candidate, and just the fact that they're scoring in waves has put them far and away ahead of everybody right now.
Yeah, he has 10 goals, 5 assists. Your boy, Zlatan, has 7 goals. But, okay, so that's LAFC's in the West. How about in the East?
I mean, right now, it could be you thought it was going to be DC United, but then they lose to NYCFC. And the funny thing is, if you look at the bottom of the table, you sit there and say, yeah, you know, I think if those three teams would be bunched together, but with just everything that you've seen out of Red Bulls and Atlanta and NYC, and you're questioning what's going on, is Columbus there? I would have said DC. So, I mean, by default, I guess I kind of have to hang with that one, even though what happened over the weekend makes me question everything in the East right now. But it's LAFC and everybody else.
Well, Toronto FC, come on.
I mean, you could go with Toronto, especially with what Pozuelo has been able to show. So, yeah, I mean, let's go with Toronto FC right now. So I'll take you up on that.
All right. That's John Freeman Nelson. John, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Easiest ways on the Twitters at OSG Nelson. You can also follow along at Soccer Down Here on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for all the daily stuff that you need to know. 9 a.m. to 11 Eastern time on Spreaker and also on the Soccer Down Here app, which is available on iOS and Android. So download it because it's free. And when we have programming pop up from our friends from Barn Burner or stuff that we do here in the States, you get the instant notification. You know when we're live, you know when we're taped, you know when we've got stuff. So the easiest thing is at OSG Nelson on Twitter and also at Soccer Down Here.
And for those people in Toronto, you had everything for Toronto FC this weekend.
Yep, the Toronto FC takedown was over on the OSG Sports side. So if you download the Soccer Down Here app, you can also download the OSG Sports app as well for all the other content that's there outside the sport of soccer. But we decided to give our friends on the OSG Sports side who downloaded that app a little sneak peek of what you see with SDH every day.
And Jose Altidore, that's the last question I'm going to ask you. We had exclusively the interview where he's ripping Manning and everything like that. What do you think from an outsider's perspective?
Well, I think that you understand Josie's frustration because Josie wants to play. And when things continue to go sideways and you're looking for things, and I think that Josie thought he had his finger on what was going on and what was going wrong. And so you understand even when you're winning and you're not producing to the levels that you want, you understand the level of frustration from an athlete like a Josie Altidore. So I understand where he's coming from, although for me personally, I probably would have kept it behind closed doors and addressed it with Bill Manning, just part and parcel. And it's like, okay, doors are closed, then you and I need to have a chat. And they didn't quite have the chat that they needed, and Josie just decided to air it out publicly.
All right. Well, that's John Freeman Nelson. Thanks a lot, John. We'll be back later on this week to preview this weekend's match. Anytime, my friend, right?
Anytime, my friend.